G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, February 17. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, the Group 1 this week is the Black Caviar Lightning over 1,000 metres. And everything really points to Redzel. Very hard to tip against, I would have thought.
Yeah, Black Caviar Lightning. We're going to see a horse, not quite Black Caviar odds, but getting close to it. He just looks a dominant sprinter at the moment in the zone, been trialling well, doesn't look to have come back any worse than what we saw of him in the spring, and yeah, just looks clearly the one to beat. I think playing multiples looks the way to attack that race.
And we'll get to that race very shortly. We'll take you right through the black type at Flemington this Saturday. Black Caviar Lightning is the eighth on the program. The first, which is the first of black type races, is the Asian Executive Stakes, a listed event worth 1,100 metres, over 1,100 metres, worth 121,000, and previously known as the Tlingit for two-year-olds.
Yeah, I've gone with number one, Prairie Fire. Pretty keen on him. It looks, you know, a race you can certainly make a case for a few, but liked his debut run at Caulfield in the Chairman's. He jumped okay. He could have probably taken up a handy spot, but he drew wide. Mark Zara just elected to ride him quiet, to got him towards the back of the field, and he was closing while sort of running pretty good sectionals. He kept finding the line. He got up to third there behind Ennis Hill. Still yet to see whether that's the A form, but I think with the blinkers on, drawn out wide on the track down the straight, I think he'll really improve sharply for that debut run. I think it'll be very hard to beat. From seven, Kulasa, who was well spruced before the debut at this track. She drew barrier one. She was pretty good chasing, crossing the Abbey. That form's worked out okay. Drawn one again, I guess, is the little bit of a query down the straight. 10, Pierre O'Bell, well bred, trialled well. T McAvoy, plenty of ticks for her. And number eight in for fourth, Dharma, who did a pretty good job on debut at Mooney Valley. Had no luck, caught wide. I think that form will work out okay.
Okay, I went for, I've fallen into the first starters here, the Spruit first starters, number 9, Nuclear Blitz to beat 10, Piero Bell, and then I've got 2, Sanglia, and 7, Kulasa for third and fourth. Skip right to the quaddy now, the main quaddy, which is the next black type race, is the first leg, and that is race 6, the TAB Vanity, 3-year-old fillies over 1,400 metres at Group 3 level.
Yeah, I've gone with number one, Aloysia. She was very good first up in the spring without much luck. Then she went to the 1,000 Guineas and won it. Went to the Vars, won that. And, well, the Oaks, yeah, look, she, whether she didn't stay, I'm not sure, but she was beaten as an odds-on favourite. She looks to be trialling well. Obviously, you know, 1,400, I think with the Guineas looks to be a real target for her. I think the Australian Guineas, and obviously they'll probably look towards Sydney, but I think maybe they sort of won't go as far as to an Oaks, seeing what she did in the spring, and therefore she'll be pretty wound up, I would have thought, first up for this, and that makes her hard to beat. 7, Paris Rockin' for second. She's done absolutely nothing wrong. 3 for 3. Looks a nice chance for her to get some black type. In for third, number 3, which is Banish. She had a pretty good campaign last prep. It ended in a Group 2 win. She won first up and then wasn't bad behind Shoals and an on-pace dominated Atlantic Jewel Stakes. I think she can run well fresh, and 2, Bring Me Roses, will be hitting the line well in for fourth.
I'm with Banish, number 3, to beat 7, Paris Rockin', 1, Aloysia. And I've got number 6, Anchor Bid, in for fourth. Speaking of the quaddy at Flemington, Joel, jackpot this week, 88,888, which is the same as the Big 6 jackpot in Sydney. Predicted pool for the Flemington quaddy is 1.9 million. Might have something to do, that jackpot, with Chinese New Year.
Yes.
Race 7, C.S. Hayes Stakes. So this is the boys' division, one of the few black-type races on the Australian calendar that are restricted to males. This one for 3-year-old colts and geldings over 1,400, also at Group 3 level. What a cracking race this is, John.
Yeah, it is a good race. You can make a case for plenty of them, and there's some really intriguing first-uppers in the race, and you've got a few that we've already seen come back well. With a fitness edge, difficult. I was sort of umming and ahhing. I ended up putting Sully on top. I just think he's in for a huge prep, and yes, 1,400 will be a bit short of his best, but gee, I really liked his trial at Cranbourne the other day, and just, you know, if they can go hard and if he can get clear air in the straight, I think he'll be really rocketing to the line. So I've gone 6 to beat 16, Grunt, who was excellent on debut behind Aloysia, 2 for 2 in December, comes into this off a bit of a freshen, obviously looking towards the Guineas. I think he'll really measure up. And 13, Peaceful State. They're my main three. He was outstanding first up at Sandown. We saw what he did in his first prep. He got to a Sandown Guineas and nearly won it at his third start. And I'll throw number 12 in for fourth, Eclair Sunshine. We saw him perform pretty well through the Melbourne Spring. Didn't get to the Guineas. He ran in the Guineas Prelude. They kept him back to the shorter trips, but he ran well. I just think he needed the run first up in Adelaide. He was doing his best work late, and Philip Stokes, he rarely misses when he brings them across. So I certainly wouldn't be letting him get under your guard. But I've gone 6, 16, 13, 12, and, you know, that's obviously leaving out horses like Cliff's Edge and Embellish and plenty more.
I'm with you too, number 6, Sully. But I did put Embellish number 2 in for second, 13, Peaceful State, and 15, Scarecrow, 6, 2, 13, 15 for me. Black Caviar Lightning is race 8. It is the main race on the program. 1,000 metres at standard weight for age. And it is a Group 1 worth $750,000. Well, as I said, I just ended up couldn't tip against Rezl. Now, I have written in Winning Post and Best Bets this week a story about Terra Vista. And now, I rarely have much to boast about on the tipping front, Joel, but I must say at the Black Caviar Lightning last year, I made Terra Vista my best bet on the program, got up at $15, if you don't mind. Everyone else was falling into those three-year-olds. Well, no one's falling into the lone three-year-old this time in Formality, although it has trialled up quite well and is being kept safe at $10. But it's all about Rezl. Look, the story that I wrote, I pretty much thought of a headline and then wrote a story around it, which was Terra Firma. And I did think, look, there's a huge gap between Rezl and Terra Vista. You know, given that Terra Vista had Damien Oliver not dropped his whip in 2016, could be going to win this race for the third time, matching the horse that the race is actually named after. No one else has won it three times in a row. Terra Vista going to win it twice in a row. A lot of horses have won it twice in a row. But what horses haven't done is win it at ages 7 and 8. In fact, no horse before Terra Vista last year had won it at age 7. Now he has to do it again at age 8. And he certainly wasn't too sharp first up last time in. And I guess that's the way. And what about the trial? What did you think of the Terra Vista's trial?
Yeah, well, look, he's usually a really good trialer. I thought it was okay. You're really banking on his first up record, isn't he? He just flies fresh. Six wins, three placings. So then he missed a place once fresh, and that was last spring in the Moya at Moonee Valley. And then he bounced back and ran super in the Daly Classic. So he's been lightly raced for an eight-year-old.
And 1,000, you know, you'd think if he's going to knock off Rezl, it would be at the 1,000. Not that Redzil's been any slouch at 1,000 metres either, and did in fact beat Terra Vista over the Flemington 1,000 metres at the Spring Carnival of 2016, mind you, only just, and was getting a kilo and a half off Terra Vista, but that was a year and a half ago, and Rezl certainly is the benchmark now. So I've got Rezl, Terra Vista, Hey Doc, and Red Cork Warrior, in fact, on 1, 2, 3, 4. What about you?
Yeah, well, Rezl on top, he's just too hard to tip against. Obviously, there's not much value there. You're playing sort of $1.70 mark, maybe $1.80 if they get generous. But look, I'm going to be playing multiples around number 6, Ball of Muscle. Maybe, you know, trifecta's first fours for him to fill a hole. He's a pretty consistent sprinter. He's obviously a stablemate to Terra Vista, and Terra Vista's really got the Group 1 score on the board. Ball of Muscle's got a decent straight record, and his form last prep was pretty good. He chased home Rezl first up. He was then pretty close up behind In Her Time at his next couple. So yeah, I'm just trying to find one maybe at a bit of value that maybe over the odds a touch. I've gone his way for second. I've actually thrown in the 3-year-old Formality for third. She was pretty good in the spring. She only had one miss. That was in the Golden Rose, where she drew 13 of 14. She won 3 of her other 4 and then was placed in the Coolmore to Merchant Navy, who we saw really attack the line hard last week when he was a bit soft in the betting. So I think that form still holds up well. And I've thrown Red Kirk Warrior in for fourth. Well, his best performances that we've seen of him have been down the straight. Admittedly, 1,200. We get to see him at 1,000, but they put the blinkers on him.
All righty. Now, we may as well finish off this jackpot quaddy. You and I both seem to be on the same page in race 9, the York Racecourse Handicap over 1,400 metres.
Yeah, I found this difficult. They really came from an Ollo Blahnik last start. You can probably see the punters doing it again just because there's a few first up and a few that probably just don't look ready to win. In saying that, I've gone for number 5, Radipole, who is one of the ones first up. He took a couple of runs in his first Australian campaign, then he got to 1801. First up in the spring, I think he tackled a tougher race. He drew 8. They went right back. That was behind the answer, my friend, and Mr. Sneaky. Just think from barrier 3, they can probably afford to not be as negative and have him settling a little bit closer. And don't think we've seen the best of him. He ended up getting to the Cantala and finishing 5th. So he's got a bit of class, this horse. I just hope he doesn't get too far back in the ruck. So I've gone his way from 16, Manolo Blahnik. He was overdue that second win, which he got last start. He stays down in the weights. 12, Kingsguard. Look, Fitness Edge is why I've thrown this horse in. He's had a couple of runs. They've been okay. He just needs to improve a little bit. But he has fitness, as I said, and he'll roll forward, which will help. And I've thrown in 1, he's our Rocky. Obviously a class runner. And he's got a bit of weight to carry, but his class will carry him a long way.
Very similar from me. 5, Radipole to beat 10, Coldstone. 16, Manolo Blahnik, and 1, he's our Rocky. My best on the program, a race that we haven't discussed, and I'm up against your value bet here, Joel. I'm going with the Darren Weir Import Kings Will Dream, been very impressive in 2 starts and comes to town with only 55.5. I thought should just about win, but you have got 1 to knock him off. And my value bet earlier on the program, race 2, number 7, Stormy Shore. It's a pretty ordinary race, this, and I just thought Kenny Fife, he bobs up at Flemington occasionally, the man with the bushranger beard 20 years ahead of the fashion, from down at Stony Creek. So I'm with race 2, number 7, Stormy Shore, for my value bet. Now, your best was Prairie Fire, race 1, number 1.
Yeah,
and so your value.
A little bit out of the box there, yeah, with Prairie Fire. And my value is Sin to Win. Yeah, Kings Will Dream would be very hard to beat. He's looked impressive, both Aussie runs. Sin to Win, I thought at $15, back him each way, you're probably going to end up with the same similar sort of place price to Kings Will Dream. And he was pretty good in his first Australian prep. They ended up getting him to out to 2,800. So I guess that's a little bit of a query, but 1,600 first up should be fine. And I just don't see him running badly. He's got that good, consistent record. So I've gone his way. I'll be backing Sully, and I'll be having a little something on Radipole. They're probably my main goes for the day.
Okay, well, Randwick is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and unusually a gallop between races might attract the most interest, with Winks going around. Of course, the Star Apollo Stakes is race 6. It's the feature on the program, and this was the scheduled jumping off point for Winks until Hugh Bowman ran into suspension difficulties. However, Winks will be there anyway, but we're not going to preview the Winks exhibition gallop. She'll probably win, or maybe not, who knows. But she's only won 1 trial in her time. Let's go with the ACJC Southern Cross Stakes. That's the first of the black type events. It is race 4 on the program, and it's group 3 over 1200.
Yeah, I've gone with number 2, Deploy. He holds the track record here. He had a good prep last time in, multiple group 2 winner, trialled up well, goes well fresh, just looks the class. I've gone with the class in this race. Both horses resuming to Deploy. From 1, Clearly Innocent, you get the feeling Deploy will probably be that touch sharper, and Clearly Innocent will improve with a run. 4, Boss Lane, well, he's a track specialist. He just rarely runs badly at Randwick. And number 6, Kaepernick in for 4th. Hard to catch, but gets back and runs on. He certainly, you wouldn't shock to see him thereabouts in the minor money.
Race 6 is the main feature. That's the Star Apollo Stakes, Group 2, weight for age 1,400 metres. You've gone against Chris Lees in the Southern Cross, but you're with Chris Lees in the Apollo.
Yeah, prized icon. Look, he's only won 3 from 21, but we all know his class. And he had a really good debut for Chris Lees in the Carrington. He had 60 kilos, obviously giving plenty of weight away to his rivals. I thought he ran really well. He loomed up and was no match late for Lanciato, who he meets again on Saturday with a 7 kilo turnaround in weights. Prized icon, he does stay at 1400. You'd think, soon he'd be looking for a bit further, but he's drawn 1, should get a lovely run, and I think it'd be very hard to beat. From 6, coming through, who resumes. Not sure how much you can read into it. Michael Walker rides for the Sir Owen Glenn, the owner. He's got coming through, who Michael Walker regularly rides, but he's also got a horse in the Avondale Guineas in New Zealand who Michael has gone across to ride. Maybe coming through shorter run, not sure, but he is a good horse and he was up and going fresh last time in, so he'll run well. Seven Lanciato, I think there is a little query whether he runs. Did hear Mark Newnham speak. He just said, you know, if he happens to run second and, you know, gets beaten but runs second, they don't get an awful lot of prize money, but he'll go high up in the rating, so they're just going to weigh that up. But he's flying and he won't be disgraced. So number three, Endless Drama. Well, he was just behind Prized Icon first up. He'll be fitter as well.
Race seven is the Robrick Lodge Triskay Stakes for 4-year-old and up mares at over 1200 at Group 3 level. And here we find your value bet.
Yeah, it's the sort of race where you could probably, you know, find, you know, have four or five horses that could be value. I've gone for 11 Gibraltar Girl from the Snowden camp. She was really good first up last prep. At 1,000 metres, it's a fastly run race, record time. Super 2 was just humming along in front and ran that blistering time. And Gibraltar Girl really hit the line hard. I liked her in the Scirocco second up off that. Maybe it was just a bit of a gut buster first up, because she was a little bit disappointing in the Scirocco. And then was a little bit disappointing again last time, got back and never really ran on. They tipped her out. She's trialled up okay for this. She's on the minimum, drawn nicely. And I think 1,200 probably does suit her better first up than the 1,000 last time in. 10 Faraway Town, she saved for this. She was scratched last week from the Breeders. Obviously a tougher race. She was excellent first up. Stays at 1,200, but she'll be screaming home off what could be a good tempo. Number 5, Raymond. Really talented mare. She loves sting out of the ground, but she's performed on top of the ground as well. She looks well placed with 53.5 too. And 2, Eckstein, back to her best on the Gold Coast last start. She'll be not too far away again.
All right, there's a short one in race 8. That's the TAB Light Fingers Stakes for 3-year-old fillies over 1200 at Group 2 level. And I speak of the Group 1 winner, Elise, number 3.
Yeah, Group 1 winner, as you said, won the Flight Stakes and then went down to Caulfield and ran third in the 1,000 Guineas. She trialled brilliantly the other day, came off Winx's back and gathered in the three rivals that were in front of her. Couldn't gather in the winner, but the winner was Red Zell, and she trialled it very strongly under a hole. She should be very hard to beat, fresh. Number 1, Frolic, really interesting runner first up, first run for the Ed O'Rourke stable. She obviously had a really good 2-year-old campaign. She was the only horse to beat She Will Reign in the 2-year-old season. Of course, second to her in the slipper. She's had a few issues, a few injury issues, why we haven't seen her since, but she's had a couple of trials. She looks to be going okay. The Kiwi filly, Melody Bell, got back into winning form last start. We've seen her in Australia perform well. That was in Brisbane. And number 14 for fourth, at Big Odds, Excellent Design. I think she's in Canterbury Friday night as well, but wherever they go, I think she's worth throwing in at a bit of odds if she runs here.
All right, well, you may as well finish us off with the quaddie, the last leg of the quaddie here in race 9, Moston Copper Group Handicap, 1200 metre benchmark 85.
Yeah, biggish field, but happy just to have my four numbers in the quaddie, which are 17 Missile Coda. The Snowden camp had this mare entered for the Triskay, but they're just taking her along softly. She's had a first up run. She was good there with 57, drops to 53, drawn well. I think she's always sort of given the impression that she could measure up to Black Type. She's in the benchmark 85 here and well placed. 2 Osborne Bulls did an excellent job in his first campaign. 4 from 5, beaten once. That was a second to Invincibella. She's a stakes winner, Magic Millions race winner, so that's outstanding form. 8 Sun Craze, he's on track for the country championship. 10 starts, never missed the Quinella. He's a ripper. And 6 Generalissimo, a contested Black Type company largely last time in. He's won 4 from 12. So biggish field, but I think you can nail it in those four.
Okay, Joel, your value bet was race 7, number 11, Gibraltar Girl. Your best we haven't discussed, that's race 5, number 2, Pelothronius.
Yeah, look, he's a talented horse. He's won 7 from 17, 4 from 4 on heavy. But he has performed well on top of the ground. He won a 1,500 metre race at Randwick on a Saturday back in July. That was on a good 4. He's had the 2 runs back. I thought he was good first up. He did enough. And then last time, set outside the lead. Didn't quite finish off, but he wasn't bad. He ran 4th. Just hope they ride him with a bit of cover on Saturday, 3rd up. He gets his chance to win.
Okay, Morfordville, they're racing on the course proper in Adelaide on Saturday. There is a listed race. It's race 6, the Holdfast Insurance Birthday Cup, where we see one of James Jordan's gems come up, and that's the Chairman, number 2. He's going to be fairly short, suited by the weight scale, only has 2.5 over the minimum, has had a solid preparation in 3 starts, has had a 2,000 metre hit out under his belt, this one 20-35 metres, and has been competitive in the group level in the past. Certainly is going to be fairly short, Joel. And Carl Diorio actually best bets one to beat the Chairman, and that's number 6, Addison, for David and Ben Hayes and Tom Dabney with Jamie Carr aboard. So they might be the two for your quaddie. Carl's value bet, race 8, number 4, French Rock. And the other two that James Jordan likes is Moon Spinner, race 3, number 3, and One Ball, race 8, number 3. So there are James Jordan's. They're all around or under the $3 mark, but he does normally get 1, 2, and sometimes 3 of those up. So that is why I give you the Jordan's gems every week. Anything, you got anything to say about Morfordville, John?
Not really. Just it looks to be Darren Weirs. Looks to have a couple of short favourites that'll be very hard to beat. One Ball in the last, probably a standout. But nothing more I can add in terms of value for that meeting.
All right, well, there should be plenty of value further north at Doomben on Saturday. A big fields as usual. What have you got for us there?
Yeah, tricky meeting again. My best is Musterid. Going with the strength here, Ben Curry, Jeff Lloyd. He's had 2 runs back from a spell, this bloke. He was really good first up, 1,300 at Toowoomba. Stayed at that sort of trip, only went up 50 metres at Doomben last Saturday, and again, hit the line really well. Out to the mile, he's a horse that got out to 2,200 last prep. Mile on a quick backup, barrier 1, should be a winning recipe. And my value is in the last, race 9, number 11, Oink. A good race to finish off with. Looks to be plenty of chances, but Oink's been crying out for a step up in trip. He's had 3 runs this time in, all at 1,200. Finished hard his last couple, including last week behind Handwritten. And just needs a bit of luck from that awkward gate. But he had an awkward gate last week and was able to run well. So I think he'll run really well getting up to the 1,350.
They're racing at Ascot in Perth on Saturday. BJ Ryan likes race 2, number 2, Acetro. Only had the 1 start and was very impressive, overcoming difficulties to justify a bit of a plunge, and appears to be well above average. Should be winning this, according to BJ. His value bet, race 4, number 7, Dynamite Dream, who should be able to lead or park outside the leader, control the race from there. No luck last time. BJ expects her to take some beating. That's race 4, number 7, Dynamite Dream. Earlier in the day, we have a Group 2 action at Ellerslie, New Zealand.
Yeah, it's looking like being a real wet track, unfortunately. They've got heavy 11 at the moment.
Where do they go from there? Where do you go from 11?
Well, yeah, exactly. You get abandoned.
Can't turn it up any further.
It's overcast weather too, so not sure it's going to get much better. Unfortunate, because it's the final big lead up to the New Zealand Derby, that being the Avondale Guineas, which is race 7 on the card. My value bet comes up in that race. I've gone for number 9, Vinda Dance, from the Baker Forsman Yard, owned by OTI Racing. We saw him come across the Tasman in the spring. I think they were trying to get him to a Derby. He had a couple of runs. He was good at Caulfield. Went third behind Black Sail and Temple of Bell. He had Villamont behind him, a strong form race, and then he was unplaced in the Vase behind Aloysia. They pulled up stumps, they've sent him home. He's had 2 runs back and has been doing his best work late both times. I think the rise and distance will really suit him. My best comes up in race 6, which is the Nathan's Memorial, the lead up to the Auckland Cup, and number 7, Ladies First. Well, she's just a mudluck, just absolutely eats it. She one third up. It was only a 3-horse race there at Tarapa, but they held it because it was a lead into these more important races, and she won, and that was on top of the ground. That was her first win on top of the ground, but she gets conditions to suit on Saturday, and I think she'll more than handle the step up in class. And the other horse to keep an eye on there is race 8, number 8, Joe's Legacy, lightly raced son of Guillotine. No entry for the New Zealand Derby. They had him in the Guineas, but they've taken the softer option. He's nominated for the Sydney Derby, so just keep an eye out for him. He's a pretty smart type, Joe's Legacy. The other meeting is down in the south at Ascot Park. Global Thinking gets her chance for a stakes win, race 6, number 7, with no acceleration in the field, who had won the past two Guineas races down there. Leaves the door open for Global Thinking. She's my best, and Little Miss is the value, race 7, number 12.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australia, leaving us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday. Friday night, another double header with Canterbury and Moonee Valley. Full form for both of those, as well as fields for the Sunshine Coast Friday night meeting. Then we take you through Saturday with our normal great coverage, and we've got full form for four meetings on Sunday, fields for the rest. Plenty of good reading too. We've got Matt Stewart's writing about Jason Maskeel's comeback. Jason Maskeel won just on Wednesday night, picked up one of those Magic Millions races at Launceston. We've got Shane Templeton talks about Samson. Some of our older listeners might remember Samson, a good horse of the 60s who then went on to have a second career as a police horse. Who have we got? We've got Richo's talked to Dwayne Dunn ahead of the Lightning Stakes, where he is riding Formality. Joel, your story on page 102, Irish Bet this week. It was last week it was Prussian Vixen, so let's hope we can keep the roll going there.
Yeah, exactly, and not a cent on it, unfortunately.
And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Win spell for me was no good last week. Look, I'm going to go 10 each way. Race 9, number 5, Radipole at Flemington on Saturday.
Yeah, no, mine was no good last week either. I'll go to Doomben. We'll go with the Governor, Jeff Lloyd. Race 5, number 3, Mustarid.
Okay. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.